Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
That John Shire conversation, I had a chance to visit with him just before the show yesterday. This is our first chance to play it back. I said, congratulations, John Shire.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It's exciting.
It must be. And maybe a little, I don't want to say surprising for us here in Chicago, because you've obviously been doing great work there at Duke, but maybe we hadn't even been thinking that Coach K was about to retire. And so when all of a sudden that splashed, everybody's heads kind of snapped back and said, wow, how exciting for John and the family.
Coach got to a place recently where he knew this was time for him and felt this confident that this was going to be his last year, which resulted in the university deciding to, after many interviews, that they selected me to be the next men's basketball coach. And it's really never been done in the history of college basketball before when you think about the amount of time that coach has been here, the succession plan we have in place. After 1 year, I'll be the head coach. And so I'm very fortunate, very excited, and obviously very humbled.
So he's going to coach this season, but you'll replace him after this coming season?
Yes.
So is he going to let you call some plays?
Well, he's the head coach. I mean, he's the head coach this year, no question about it. But, you know, we're recruiting for the future. You know, obviously, I'm doing my job as associate head coach this year, like I've done the past few years.
Is it intimidating, John, or is it exciting?
No, it's exciting. I understand the spotlight that's on this job and our program and the critiques and criticism that can come with that. But I wouldn't have it any other way. I've always loved playing in a stadium full of fans and crowd as opposed to an empty arena. So we are in the arena. I'm looking forward to it, and yeah. I know what comes with it.
Yeah, I guess you, as much as anybody, would know a little bit about performing under pressure, but this is probably the most watched coaching job in America.
Yeah, and I think that's exciting, right? And look, I understand, you know, at some point, you know, hopefully it's not for a while, but I know you lose a game and it's going to seem like your world is caving in. But
yeah.
That comes with the territory. I'd much rather have it that way.
You'd better not lose any games, John Shire. Oh, boy, I'll tell you.
Exactly.
If you lose.
Exactly. So we'll see. We'll see if we can do that. That would be something really special. That would be truly special.
Go undefeated for your career. You know, did you see the piece in the Tribune the other day, John? Five things to know about John Shire?
I did not. Should I be concerned what those five things were?
Number one, he beat out Derrick Rose, among others, to be Mr. Basketball of Illinois in 2006. They have a picture of the two of you standing on the floor at the West Proviso Holiday Tournament. They mention a game that I was snapping my fingers trying to remember when I heard the news about you getting the gig, and that was that game where you scored 21 points in 75 seconds at that Proviso West Tournament. You remember that game?
I remember it like it was yesterday.
Can you just talk to me a little bit about that? I have a couple of other things in this list to bounce off of you, but that sounds almost mathematically impossible. What the heck happened there?
Well, we had, you know, my high school, we had a 35-game winning streak going into that game dating back to the year before. And I've always, you know, been big on history and records. And, you know, we were losing by 13 with a minute and 15 left. And I didn't want to lose. My team didn't want to lose. And, you know, very quickly, I actually got fouled shooting two free throws, proceeded to get a steal, and I hit a three and got fouled. So that was very quickly 6 points, and then stole the inbounds pass and got fouled and made a layup. So that was 9 points in about, you know, 10 seconds or so. We would foul, would hit a three, we'd foul, hit a three. And I just remember we cut it to two, three times in that final minute. Can never get back the lead. But it just hopefully speaks to the competitiveness and will to win that I have. And I was upset as could be after the game. I was crying my eyes out. That was probably one of the hardest times I've ever cried after a game. I didn't care about the points, or I didn't even realize what had, you know, been done, or that I would be talking about that moment, what, I guess, 15 years later.
Yeah.
But I wish there was a win, though.
Number two on the list, according to the Tribune, he won a national championship in his final college game.
Not many people can end their career or season with a win. And so I'm very fortunate. The last time I laced them up at Duke, we won, especially in a fashion, in great fashion, the way we did against Butler. So very proud of that.
Yeah, the picture that goes with that shows you about 8 feet in the air jumping and celebrating afterwards. And
I wish it was 8 feet. It felt about 8 inches.
I never saw you dunk, John, but I know you can do it. I should tell you that my son played baseball for 4 years at Butler, and we were huge Butler fans, and we were glued to the TV watching that game. And while I have been one of your, you don't know this, biggest John Shire fans, that was a very difficult moment for me when you were jumping in the air.
Well, I guess rather you being upset than me, so I'm sorry. But
yeah, too bad for my loss, huh?
exactly.
And then they also just mentioned the bizarre eye poke that you suffered during an NBA Summer League game. It said it left you legally blind in your right eye. Was that permanent, or are you able to see in your right eye now?
I have permanent vision loss in my right eye. And, I had an optic nerve injury and wasn't able to regain any vision. But I have bottom half of my eye. I can see the peripheral vision in my eye, which is helpful. But it's 2400. So it is, it is what it is, but I'm very fortunate that I have, one, you have two eyes, and then also that I can see a little bit just where I know somebody's coming around the corner.
That obviously ended your NBA chances. What kind of NBA career did you imagine you were going to have?
Even after the injury, I was determined to, try to still make it to the NBA. And at the time, I was playing for the Miami Heat in Summer League, and, I felt I was going to be LeBron James's teammate that fall. The first game playing with them, I had the game-winning shot. Felt I was playing best basketball of my career. I was proud after my eye injury. I went to training camp with the Clippers and then played in the G League, played in Israel, played in Spain. But I felt like I was going to have a 10-year NBA career. God had other plans. I was proud of how I pivoted, and I was able to start my coaching career at age 25.
You were famous for being such a great sharp shooter. Also, at Duke, Coach K had you bring the ball up. I didn't feel that was your natural position, but you were just so intelligent with the ball that you ran the offense very efficiently. Did you lose your shot a little bit after the eye injury?
I've taken so many shots throughout the years. I honestly felt like when that happens with your eye, your depth perception is off. It just is. When it came to on the court, though, and shooting, I felt like I was picking up right where I left off. I felt at home on the court. It's one of the few places I felt that way with after my injury. Shooting was not one of them that was affected.
I'll be darned. That's kind of interesting because, are you legally allowed to drive a car?
I am. If both eyes were like this, then no. But fortunately, I have my good eye.
And they also mentioned just the fifth thing in the five things you know about John Shire. He was honored twice by the National Jewish Sports Hall of Fame.
I don't know if anybody knew that. So that is true.
Is there a number six? So that's five things that the Tribune dug up about you. It's a nice piece by Joel Boyd, but was there anything else that would surprise us to know about John Shire these days?
I don't know if, surprised is the right word, but I'm still I'm a diehard Cubs fan, Chicago Bears fan. I love the city of Chicago, so still plan on getting back there. That's where my family is, from time to time, as much as I can. Maybe that's not a surprise to people, but that is definitely I would add that in for one of the six things I would want people to know about me.
Yeah, well, maybe you could use your influence and get a Northwestern Duke preseason game, or Illinois is a fun team to watch these days. That'd be a fun game for us here in Chicago, too.
We'll see about that. We'll see. Me and Chris, I don't know if we'll end up making that happen, but I would love to get back there, that's for sure.
One last thing. What kind of coach will you be on the sidelines, John? Do you have your persona, and how would you describe it? Are you a screamer, a stomper? Are you quiet? Are you a Coach K? Are you a Brad Stevens? What kind of college basketball coach will you be?
I really feel that, for me, I'm going to follow my instincts. If I told you right now, I know exactly what I'm going to be like on the sidelines, I'd be lying, and I'm poised. I'm not easily rattled, right? But I'm also not afraid to show any competitiveness or fire. I'm not sure how it'll go. I was able to coach a game this past year when Coach K was out for a COVID protocol. And I was amazed at how much I was standing and up in the second half. But that's just what the game required.
I don't know how those coaches do stay seated during the game. I'm standing during the game, and I'm watching it on. Literally, I get so wrapped up watching college basketball games, I find myself doing push-ups and sit-ups just to burn off, you know what I mean, the energy. I'm just like, I'm manic, and it's so tense. And if I were the coach, if I was responsible for what's going out on the floor, I would be doing jumping jacks on the sideline then.
I know. I've been with a guy for 8 years now, and coach who's calm and sits on the, you know, who sits most of the game. So I do think there's some value in that, but also going to follow my instincts and probably going to end up standing. I can tell you that much.
Well, congratulations, John. It's a pleasure to meet you. I've been a fan of yours since you were winning games in high school and breaking my heart in college. And it's really nice to see Glenbrook North and Chicago face on the Duke bench. We're going to be watching.
Thank you, John. Thanks for having me.
John Shire. Better not lose any games, John. They're going to say, wait a minute, what did you guys do over there?